You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Reveler Sports.
4 seconds left.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to RBLR Lightning. As always, my name is Jake Ricker. Alongside me, it's Jose Mataro. It's Matt Gannon, and we got Michael Wax with us today. Guys, welcome back to the show. We are moments away from hockey. In fact, we basically have hockey back. I am through the roof when it comes to excitement. Cannot wait to get into this episode to talk about some Lightning hockey, even if it was just the rookie showcase. But first and foremost, guys, how you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm glad to be back. It's been a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months. But Jake, as you said, when they got on the ice in that first game, there were some emotions. I was really happy for them to be back and can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, Lightning hockey was played, enough said. I know it's not the real thing. It's a prospect showcase, but Lightning hockey was played. You know, I think everybody can get excited about that. So, yeah, I guess it was a pretty fun week for you guys that watched the prospect showcase. Joe, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing all right. You know, seeing Lightning hockey was definitely a good thing. It was a little bit of a difficult week for me. One of my really good friends, Brian, passed away just before the showcase started. He was a huge Lightning fan on the forums. He was on a lot of forums as TBL fan and on Twitter as TBL fan 37. Had a lot of insights, and I'd have been remiss if I didn't bring him up because he was a great guy, and you know, he's going to have the best vantage point for this upcoming hockey season out of all of us.
My condolences, Joe. Hopefully you'll be sending down some thunder this coming season.
I bet you can count on it.
Once a Lightning fan, always a Lightning fan. Shout out to him. It's so sorry to hear that, but we do have a couple of things to get to, and of course, in the prospect showcase, we'll also talk about the rosters and schedule that was announced for training camp. That's how you really know we're getting very close to get back to hockey season here. We welcome in everybody here. If you're new, get ready to enjoy the show. Should be a fun one. Welcome in. If you're coming back, thanks for coming back once again. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Why not? You're already coming back anyway. It really helps us out and really do appreciate it. So you guys can get notified when we do go live and when these videos get posted. And if you're in here with us live during this stream, join the conversation with us. Throw some comments down in the live chat. We'll throw them up here when we get the chance on the show. We'll talk about it. We'd love to hear your guys' input, so don't be afraid to chat away. All right, let's get right into it and start talking about this rookie showcase. So for those that don't know, this was played in Nashville. Basically, it's always the Predators, the Panthers, and the Lightning that and Carolina that get together and host this, and teams rotate when they host it. I think Carolina did it last year as well, and this year it was in Nashville, and they hosted this tournament, and then just short, simple tournament. There's three total games for each of the teams. The Lightning played Carolina, the Panthers, and the Predators, and then it's a full game. They do an overtime if needed, and then they all do a shootout at the end of each of those games. So record-wise, things didn't go great for the Lightning. They only won the one game, but at the end of the day, the record really is not what matters. Matt, I know you said you didn't get to watch a ton of the rookie showcase, but how much did you get to watch?
I watched one empty net goal against Carolina, empty net against us. So I tuned in. I couldn't really find a good schedule for any of the games. I've been busy a lot of the week, so I opened it up, empty net goal, turned it off. So that's about all I got to see. So I guess my role for this show will be the casual ignorant fan. I'll be the one asking some questions here because I got to see a whole one goal against.
Matt, that's why you got to subscribe right here to RBLR in the Bolt Report. You get notified when those games are going on because you know we got all the great coverage right here for you guys. So, all right, let's talk about that first game and where the Lightning took on the Carolina Hurricanes. They lost this one by a final score of 7-4 against the Hurricanes. There were a couple of empty net goals. Blame that on Matt, because that's when he tuned in and got to see those. But
sorry, guys.
Listen, I was excited for this rookie showcase. There was a lot of players that I thought really stood out. Now, we won't go through each of the games specifically individually. I'll kind of lump them together. But mainly starting with this game, because Michael Wax here, you got to go to the games and you were there for media. You got to interview some of the Lightning players after that. That was a super cool experience. So we want to get your input on that. One player that really stood out to me, even in this first game especially, was the one and only Maxim Grosshev. I don't know what they're doing over there in Russia, but man, those guys come away with some amazing hockey IQ. He impressed me in game one. Michael, what about you?
I thought that, first of all, being very close to Nashville, it just worked out circumstance-wise. Was very cool experience just to be there and to be able to see the games from a media perspective, from also a fan perspective, because we all are fans. We like the Lightning. But that first game, it really did feel like they were trying to, you know, kick the rust off, especially going down 3-1. They really looked early on like they were struggling, and then they scored three consecutive goals. They actually made themselves a comeback for themselves. They were able to rally around each other, which is something that I think is commendable for a lot of these guys' first games with each other, because they're coming from all different junior systems, the AHL, Lilleberg and Crozier from the NHL. I thought for the most part, you know, bad first period, good second period when they made that comeback, and then a really tough third period. I thought overall they were okay for their first game, but there were definitely a lot of things that, and they would tell you this too, there were a lot of things that that kind of stunk about that game that they looked to improve on.
That's such a hard thing coming into having basically just a couple of days worth of chemistry built up and then trying to put together a full game. You know, a lot of these guys are playing in, like you mentioned, different systems, have different tendencies, and that's a good chance to get a look at these players. But as a fan, you have to remember that the outcome doesn't really mean anything at all. It's really literally a showcase, a way to be able to see some of these players. And I will say that there is a couple of really good standouts that we had from the Lightning side. And I mean, to nobody's surprise, when Geeky was out there playing, you definitely knew he was out there, and he was doing some things that made him stand out for sure.
I thought Geeky was really impressive towards like the end of the showcase. Like I'm surprised to hear you say that in like game one, or like
the first period of game one, he was all over the puck. He was in really good positions. You didn't get the complete result that you would hope for, but he was noticeable on the ice as opposed to someone that, you know, could just kind of fade into the background and not be relevant.
You could definitely tell, especially with some of the guys that maybe were like higher draft picks or have a little bit more experience, like they were definitely a tier above. So like Geeky was a tier above, Crozier was a tier above. They either have more experience, or they are just that much better than their counterparts. They're playing against undrafted free agents, fifth, sixth, seventh rounders a lot of the time. You know, I thought Geeky, you know, as it went on, I thought he had better line mates, which is something we'll get into that helped him stand out a little bit more. But especially in that first game, I could like see him, but he wasn't necessarily like someone that necessarily stood out in terms of every shift he was out there, he was noticeable.
Was there a player in this tournament other than like Connor Geeky or Maxim Grosshev, you know, kind of the two bigger prospects for the Lightning pool that stood out to you? Somebody who, you know, I might not even like know the name to, you know, somebody who's not being hyped up, I guess, that really stood out or made an impact to you guys.
Jake, you were going to say something.
Well, to answer your question, Matt, and this kind of goes along with game two when the Lightning took on the Predators. They lost that game as well, but a lot more fans in the building, by the way, because it was in Nashville, of course, and a lot of Nashville fans checking out their prospects. But I thought some of the goaltending was actually pretty good. Listen, you look at the final scores, and you might say, well, there are a lot of goals scored, but some of those were empty netters, and, you know, situations are tough. But I thought the goaltending overall was, you know, pretty decent, especially for the Lightning not having too many big name goaltender prospects. And listen, Andre Vasilevsky is going to be the future in the show for the foreseeable future until anything happens with him. But it was Ryan Fancy, I believe his name is, who was in goal for, I think, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong here, most, if not all of the showcase. He was definitely the majority goalie, I believe, correct?
So they split it 50-50. So okay. Fancy had game one. Medigan had game two, and then the first half of game one was Fanti, and the second half was Medigan.
50-50. Yeah, I thought both of them were impressive. Fanti probably a little more overall, but yeah, I was impressed by the goaltending. I thought he made a lot of nice, solid saves, and that's not something I expect from the Lightning, because they've been just signing guys late or getting late draft picks when it comes to goaltenders.
The another thing that I don't know if you noticed, just speaking on goaltending, was how big the Florida Panthers goalie was that they were playing against. Yeah. I just figured it's worth mentioning for just a moment that this guy was 6'10" tall.
Oh my God.
Did you have a chance to, Michael, did you have a chance to walk by him at all and see, is that like on skates where they took that measurement?
So no, I didn't, unfortunately, which is very funny because I actually know 4 Florida Panthers. They all went to Boston University and graduated in the same class that I did. But no, the goaltender was not one of them.
I can't imagine they'd be measuring height with skates on.
No, I don't think so.
But I'm just saying, you're 6'10". I mean, if he goes down in the butterfly position, his shoulders are still higher than mine would be just being in net standing. I mean, that's a massive, massive dude. And the Lightning are still able to, you know, those prospects are still able to get some pucks by him, but that's a big goalie.
That's a very big goalie. You know, it kind of reminds me of one of my favorite commercials when it comes to hockey, and the Geico commercial where they got the walrus in net. It's one of my favorite hockey commercials. I think it's fantastic. But yeah, hey, big guy, able to stop a lot of pucks. Lightning did a good job, though, in that game. And maybe some of that chemistry, as you kind of mentioned there, Joe. Listen, it's tough for these guys. I mean, you haven't played hockey in forever. This is literally the first hockey you're getting to see from the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's tough to do, especially for guys like Connor Geeky, who's entering a whole new organization, by the way. What I was going to say before too, by the way, Michael, is I agree with you. I thought Geeky got better as this showcase went on. Game one and two was fine, but I thought he definitely impressed me in game three. I liked what I saw there. It's tough for Geeky too. Again, new organization. This is just the rookie showcase. We'll get to see a lot more of him, I expect, during training camp and hopefully in some preseason games as well. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get mixed in there. You know, for game three, no question, Geeky was definitely looking pretty good late in that game.
And Matt, to get back to your original question of, is there anyone else besides the two stars that really stood out? And this entire tournament, it was just Groshev. He was so good every single game, especially games two or three. He made some ridiculous passes. Dylan Gill was on our defense, and the defense as a whole was not very good. I will admit it was not very good. They had a lot of lapses. They did shut things down, specifically in like that third period against Nashville. They only allowed 2 shots on net. They got better as the game went on against Florida, but every single game they started out flat, except for whatever pairing Dylan Gill was on. He was paired with Lilleberg at times. He was paired with Crozier. He was paired with Jan Gullick, or Gulicic. My bad. I'm very bad with these international names sometimes.
That's a hard name even, to have it. Yeah. L-I-C-I-C to end. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I thought Dylan Gill was really good. He showed up offensively. He was on the power play. He was on the penalty kill. He blocked a lot of shots. As he said during the post-game interview, where he's like, I'm definitely going to be waking up with a giant bruise tomorrow with how many shots that he blocked. But, you know, that's someone that I don't think the Lightning fan base really has the radar on. And then this showcase happened and, you know, it wasn't just me. A lot of people were like, hey, Dylan Gill, like maybe he turns out to be something like Crozier, like Lilleberg, Ian Powell.
He's not someone that was on my radar either. Is that last name have any significance? Is there a relationship there?
Are you leading me on with a... I don't know.
Did he have a professional father play hockey?
Potentially? Are you talking about Hal Gill?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
I know one of the bots in NHL 24 is Amar Gill, and it's the best bot on there. can relate.
Maybe they were onto something. That would be nice. Maybe we can do some investigative research here in the background and try to figure that out. I don't know of any relation. I feel like would have been mentioned somewhere by some reporter. I haven't seen anything personally. One other guy, too, I should mention, too. I don't know if he was great the entire showcase. Michael, you can kind of back me up here. But he definitely made a couple of good plays. Was Jaden Giroux? Is I don't know if it's the announcers were saying it different. By the way, too, I always thought it was Giroux. I might be wrong on that. But he definitely made a couple of flashy plays, which were exciting to see.
His forehand, backhand. He was like, I asked him about it. He was like, that's a secret. I'm not gonna tell anyone what I do for that.
I respect it.
As far as like the tells that happen with the goaltender and things like that. But he tried that move a lot, and he scored once. Probably should have scored like three times, but the goaltenders made some really good saves. There's no relation to Hal Gill, by the way. I looked that up. So,
all right, confirmed.
Another question I have is I'm not going to try to do the vanilla who was the best player in the tournament, whatever. But who Maxim looked the Groshev. Who looked the most NHL ready? Is it Groshev? Like, would he be, if you were Julian Breezeball, would he be the first guy you call up in case of an injury or anything?
I'd say Lilleberg.
That's different.
I know. I try to make a bad joke, okay?
I don't know if I like this question because they're playing against rookies. Mm-hmm. So, like, as they mentioned, like Syracuse head coach Joel Bouchard had mentioned it. Both Geeky and Gill mentioned it today. This is a different level than what they were used to in junior. It will be a different level than what they're used to in the preseason. And then the AHL and NHL will like be even a tier above that. So like no one, if you called any of them up today, I think they would probably all struggle. But, you know, I don't think that maybe someone like Ethan Gauthier or Connor Geeky could make an appearance in the Lightning roster this year. There's a chance that Geeky cracks the main roster out of camp, but I don't think that's going to happen. It's a tough question to answer.
Yeah, those are some fair points too, because you're right. Listen, these guys are in the rookie showcase. That's not definitely going to translate to the NHL. I'm with you, Michael, that Connor Geeky is probably your best bet just because he's one of the top prospects in the Lightning system. But I would be surprised if any of these guys crack it out of camp. You know, more than likely, they're going to go and play in Syracuse for a little while. If Lightning run into some issues or somebody just really impresses, then they'll jump up. Actually thinking back now, I can't remember of really many guys at all that have ever cracked the opening night roster right out of camp. Unless it was due to some kind of injury. I don't think there's really much at all. Maybe you guys can remember any, but I certainly can't. By the way, Beverly here says Lucas Edmonds seemed to be very good during the rookie showcase. And I do remember him a couple of times. His name was mentioned. Yeah, I like Lucas Edmonds as well.
We also interviewed Lucas Edmonds. I don't know if you remember that.
That is correct.
I like Lucas Edmonds. I remember we traded up in the draft to get him. He was an overager at the time, but he's just got a nose for the back of the net. He knows how to score goals. Again, I didn't get to watch this tournament, but I know that's been his calling card. You know, as a player, he's a goal scorer. Anytime a team trades up to get a guy, that means they've got their eyes on him and have for a bit. So he's somebody who I'm pretty optimistic about. Man, this team is really There's a bright future. He's maybe not one of the guys that fits in the G spot. It seems like the G names are kind of taking over everything. You know, Gauthier, Geeky, Groshev, Gill. There's a lot of Gs. But
I believe it's being called the 3G line is the nickname that's going around.
I like what you just coined and probably didn't even realize it. You know, that call him the G spot, you know?
No, we're going to stick with 3G line. Hang that one.
Oh.
I like 3G.
There's something more to that. I'm sorry.
All right, back on track.
I called them the 3G line because it was just easy. And then I realized as I was doing it, 3G isn't really a thing anymore. Like 4G and 5G, I thought I was being creative. No, but if they keep having all five of those guys score, we can call it the 5G team.
Yeah, I was going to say, Future Bolts tweeted the Bolt Report when you had mentioned it, Michael, and he said, well, add the other two guys in there. It's the 5G line. So, some fun with nicknames. Matt, you coined the whole Einstein line last year, which I thought was great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Lightning really don't have any of those big lines that have nicknames. I feel like that's probably a good thing because oftentimes when lines start getting nicknames, they get overrated and it's never a good thing. I don't know. But
you're talking about Lightning will never be overrated.
The perfection line in Boston. Oh, yes, go exactly 5 seconds without mentioning that.
Yep. No question about it. But I think Maxim Groshev, I want to go back to him for a second because he's a guy I've been on for a while now. And he really impressed in every rookie showcase. I don't know if he's going to have a shot again at making the roster right out of camp. He'll probably go back to the AHL for another year. But man, did he make pass after pass in this? He scored a couple of goals too, but the passing is really where he is so impressive. He did it in the last rookie showcase where he made this unbelievable no-look backhand pass like Nikita Kucherov did. And Groshev has often worked with Nikita Kucherov in the offseason. So it's not really as much of a surprise that these two guys look similar, but Groshev is still my number one player to watch because he was great, fantastic.
He's a guy too that I'd love to see if he can crack it because he did look so good last year, and it's so hard in these showcases because there's just such a limited view. You basically get just a really good idea of who these players are, but not enough to be able to necessarily pull them into the lineup. Obviously a minor league player for now. The thing is, you know, especially with the views that you get, the way that the filming goes with doing video inside these showcases, it's kind of hard to be able to see how somebody's doing defensively. Groshev, I don't know if he, you know, how he plays defensively, and that obviously is a huge importance when you're playing in the NHL. If he's somebody that can play both sides of the puck, then you know, with what he can do offensively, I think he's got a great chance. Otherwise, he might end up like our favorite minor league player of all time to reference. I just couldn't cut it.
Don't even say it.
Don't say what, ABB? Was this like Beetlejuice? You say it three times, he's going to come back to the Lightning again?
Oh, man. Yeah. Listen, well, ABB was another player that I was also super high on when we signed. And yeah, you're right, though, Joe. I mean, that can definitely happen. You really don't know. Hopefully you see more in training camp and preseason. That's when you can kind of get to a little bit better idea because more NHL guys get mixed in there. But I certainly hope not that we have another one of those situations. ABB was a guy that, man, he was a very highly touted prospect. And unfortunately just didn't work out. I don't even know where is he. Is he signed by anybody right now?
Montreal.
He's in Montreal. Okay.
Yeah, I think he signed a two-way deal there or something. ABB might be the best point per game player to never crack 10 points.
Well, he was in the AHL. I mean, he's kind of a career AHLer. He was really good down there, but
hey, Matt, he can join Cole Caulfield, the best 50 goal scorer to never score 30 goals.
That's literally what I ripped it off from. I love that.
So before we move on to training camp, actually, here, we have a comment.
Yeah, Beverly says, after watching these games, I'm wondering why we are rated so low for prospects. You know what, Beverly? I felt the same way because I was just that excited to see the boys back and out there on the ice. Listen, there's definitely, when you look at the pure talent and stat numbers, stuff like that, I understand why we're rated so low and we don't have a ton of prospects. I think that's another factor that goes into that. But there was definitely a lot to like from these rookie showcases. And again, you got to take it with a grain of salt, as Joe has kind of, you know, mentioned too, that these are just rookie showcases. You can't get a full look at how our prospect pool is, but there was definitely a lot to like, and it definitely looked better. That's why I've often said too, you know, listen, we get rated so low, but look at how many times we have had a prospect jump out of nowhere and crack the NHL lineup and make a big impact. It's happened the last couple of years, every year. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again. You know, sometimes for the Lightning, really, it's just kind of been more quality over quantity right now. And so that's one of the reasons why they're ranked lower, but they did look good.
I have a bit of a dumb question. Who coached? Was there like a coach on the bench for these games? Was it the AHL coach? His name escapes me.
So yeah, Joel Bouchard, who I interviewed today, ran everything.
Okay.
So he ran, you know, power play, penalty kill, along with the assistant coaches. JD Forrest was another one. JP Cotier was another one. I don't remember the goaltending coach off the top of my head, but they ran stuff. And then basically he said, we have a day off and then I'm going to hand everything off to Coop. So, yeah.
All right. Let the master take over.
Michael, you did run into some other fun people during this showcase, you told me. You didn't say to him what I wanted you to say to him, but I was told you ran into the man, the myth, the legend, the Lightning GM, JBB.
Yeah, yeah. Julian Breezebaugh was at the showcase, ran into him. Unfortunately, did not ask him about Steven Stamkos, but I think that
about the jersey ads. You asked about the jersey ads.
I did not ask him about that either. You would be surprised the scope of this event, just in terms of who was there. Barry Trotz was there, you know, GM of the Nashville Predators. Mark Bobietzky was there, former NHLer and someone who's in the Nashville Predators organization now as an employee. Terry Crisp was there. His name is on the rink, and he was, you know, the rink is named after him. And he was there, you know, first Lightning head coach, and I think he also coached the Preds as well. So really, really cool event just to see all these people. Unfortunately, I did not ask about Julian Breezebaugh. I'm sorry, Jake.
Did you get to chat with any of the players or, you know, any personnel off the ice or anything of note?
Not, I mean, like, aside from the handshakes, not really. Like, everything was more so just interview wise. I talked to Jaden Durow and Lucas Edmonds on day one. Day two was, oh boy, Ethan Gauthier and, oh no, and Milo Rollins. Milo Rollins was another one. You want to talk about big guys in the Lightning organization? I could barely get my microphone to him. That is a big boy in the Lightning's organization. And then third day was, I just had it. Two G's, Geeky and Gil. So, really fun tournament overall. I will say two of the things that I really liked. I'll wrap it up quickly. I know I've been talking for a little bit. But the first thing was that Geeky had mentioned that him and Goroshev have a lot of chemistry, which is something they found out pretty early in camp. And then they were paired together on a line, which I thought was pretty indicative. And hopefully we see that with the Lightning soon enough. And the second one was, I think Geeky's going to try to make the team. He was basically saying, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make their decision as difficult as possible to cut me, which
that's an awesome attitude.
It is a great attitude, and it is a hell of a quote to just put on a wall and just say, I'm going to make the team.
That is a powerful quote.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, these whole things, you try to make yourself stand out as much as possible. And that's definitely a way to do it. Separate yourself from the rest by showing how much you're willing to push, how hard you're willing to fight for it. I mean, we brought up last show the fighting aspect of it, that you're only literally allowed one fight in the showcase so that you don't use that as your way to stand out. And him using his game, his legs, his speed, his shot. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the shot that he scored on, the replay of it. The way he was able to get such flex in his stick so quickly. I mean, that is an amazing shooting ability that this guy has. And man, I hope that he is able to step up to that challenge and get on the roster right on day one. And if he doesn't, I guarantee he's one injury away from making his NHL Lightning debut.
The Lightning have an opening in their forward group this year because Julian Brisbois did not sign anybody. So if Connor Geeky wants to take that, feel free.
Yeah, he can definitely slot right in there. Listen, Geeky and Groshev line, the little pair, I'm all for that. Now,
there's a better Connor on the team already. Don't worry.
I apologize. My mic was not cooperating there for a minute. Okay, I think we're good now. But yeah. Hey, Geeky, I would love to see him right out of camp. That would be a lot of fun, no question about it. And he is a great prospect. Joe, I think you're absolutely right. If he doesn't make out of camp, he's definitely the first guy that's going to get called up here. Beverly, by the way, here says it'd be great to see him and his brother play against each other.
Yeah.
I think you just alluded to, I didn't even know he had a brother, to be honest.
Yeah, Morgan Geeky on Boston.
Oh, that's right, Morgan Geeky.
That would be so cool. Just a Tampa and Boston matchup. You get the Geeky brothers and they just fight each other.
Hey, those matches are already full of fun, and that would
geek
just
out.
Add to it. That would be a lot of fun. But
so, I have a bit of an off-topic question. It has to deal with like prospect showcases and everything. But I think, I'm not sure if it's Toronto, the only team that does it, but they wear practice jerseys during their rookie showcases, and their whole philosophy behind it is because you have to earn the real jersey. You have to earn the Maple Leaf crest and all that. Do you guys like that at all, or do you think it's the stupidest thing ever?
I like it.
Yeah? I thought it was dumb.
It's the same thing as you don't step on the crest when you're in the locker room. It's the same thing as you don't touch the Stanley Cup before you win it. Let them have something that they can use as motivation. You want to wear the real thing with the big boys? Let's earn this thing. Let's learn this then.
Yeah, but it's the Maple Leafs.
Drive for.
I'm with Joe. I do like that. I can. That's something I can get behind. Yeah, it is the Maple Leafs. But you know, hey, listen, they're a very old, historic franchise. I respect that. I like that a lot. And
I like it, but also one thing that irked me that I kind of forgot about until now. Stop with the home and homes, please. I had to watch the blue Tampa Bay Lightning versus the red Florida Panthers, and it was very jarring. I'm used to one having white. I actually like the white jerseys. Like,
hey, it's at so least rare Toronto though. Wasn't in the prospect showcase, and you had to watch blue and blue. That would get really confusing.
It's yeah, okay. One's wearing a practice jersey.
Oh, that's true. They're wearing the practice jersey. They're good to go.
So tell us how much NFL you don't watch without saying that you don't watch the NFL.
Hey, go Bucks.
Yeah, attaboy.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, rookie showcase overall, though, I thought was a success for the Lightning. Just nice to have hockey back. There were some prospects that definitely looked good, no question. I do have a bone to pick with – I don't know if it's the Lightning or if it was Nashville, but the Lightning said that showcase was going to be free, by the way. It was not. I think I said that here on the show. Apparently, you did have to pay to get in, but it was still fun nonetheless. All right, training camp. So that is what's up next here for the Lightning as they get set to go for that. The Lightning have released their full roster and the schedule. So the roster, nothing crazy that you wouldn't expect. There are a total of 58 players, 37 are forwards, 15 are defensemen, and there are six goaltenders. That roster will continue to get cut down as we move out through the entirety of training camp and into preseason. It gets smaller and smaller. Some guys will be off quicker than others. But as I mentioned, I don't know about you guys, we'll jump to you in a second here, but no too crazy surprises, I thought, on the roster. The Lightning don't have a ton of, like, you know, big-name prospects that you're expecting to make it on there anyway. But exciting to see that roster release. Michael, I don't know if you noticed any names on there at all.
No, but Connor Geeky is continuing to wear 14, which in my opinion is signs that, like Joe had mentioned, either he's going to make the team or he's going to be one of the first call-ups, because the players usually have forwards usually have low jersey numbers. And Geeky continuing to wear 14, unlike Groshev, who's still 52. I think Giroux is still 32. Edmonds is 54. Like, I thought that stood out to me. I don't know if I'm just weird like that.
No, I like that, because that 14 is not a training camp number. That's not a, you know, here you go, kid number. That's like a you kind of earned it number, you know, if you're going to stick with, you know, a low number like that. Pop quiz, does anybody know the last Lightning player to wear number 14?
Oh, I'm man, sure I was thinking about it too right when he said it, and it was in my mind and out. It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't long ago, but it's really obscure.
Wait, it's not Maroon then?
Wait, I guess it was Maroon.
Maroon wore 14, didn't he?
Oh, dang. How did I forget that? I was thinking it was Chris Kane.
I was going further.
Great obscure Jeez. Question. It was ruined by Maroon.
Hey, we're still preseason here. We're
shaking our own rust.
Who's your answer? Who are you?
Mine was Kunitz.
Yeah, Kunitz. That's what I was thinking. Looking at the rosters here, though, they start basically in the 40s and work their way up till, you know, 85 for Walcott. Yeah, basically, Ethan Hay has 95. Oh, there's even a 97. Not trying to pronounce Kyle.
Is it Gabriel Stutz? Oh, no, not him.
He's 96. So, they definitely assign those higher numbers, and having Geeky down there as a 14, something that he's used to. But he's also been in the NHL for a couple of games. So, you know, maybe that's one of those things that he kind of has earned the right.
He hasn't played an NHL game.
He wasn't credited for any games in it? I thought he did. No. That's my mistake.
He played two games in the AHL last year in the playoffs.
Okay.
But he's been.
Well, then that is just a huge respect thing.
Right out of the WHL.
Dang.
Listen, also, Logan Brown is back. That's someone that he might have made the roster last year and then got hurt in the preseason and were hurt the entire year. So he's back. He's wearing 22. There, you might see him. And finally, Matt Tompkins is no longer number 90. He's number 70 because J.J. Moser is number 90.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that worked out, if he had to ask him for it or what the exchange. I know in the NFL it's a big deal. Like, oh, you got to pay me for my number or something like that. I don't know how it is. Mm-hmm. But hey, excited that training camp is right around the corner. Hey, it's time to gear up for hockey season two. I know one of the great places to go do it. It's shop.rblrsports.com. You guys can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your orders. And it's not just the Lightning merch. It's Rays, Pucks, Cloudies, and Lightning team-inspired merch. Matt, I can see your dog already super excited about it, too, to check out the merch. So be sure to head over to shop.rblrsports.com to check it out. And, oh yeah, Morgan alert. He's here. But go check that out. Links, as always, are in the description. By the way, preseason schedule for the Lightning, the 24th is going to be the first preseason game. Then 25th against Florida, 27th against Nashville. All three of those are home. September 28th is also against Nashville in Nashville. The 30th against the Florida Panthers. October 2nd against the Florida Panthers. And the 4th against the Carolina Hurricanes. So those are the dates for the preseason scheduled games. And of course, all throughout leading up to that, we have the training camp, which we will have a lot of things to talk about. We'll be covering throughout the weeks here.
And also something I've mentioned, that The ones that are at the TGH Iceplex that are open, the schedule is on their website because there's a whole bunch of times. Pretty much count that I'll be going to at least the scrimmages that they have that are at TGH Iceplex, which are going to be looks like Friday mid-morning, and then looks like another one on maybe Saturday or Sundays before they actually have their preseason games. Those are always fun to go to. You get to be like right on the glass, so you can see your first look at some of the Lightning players up close. You get to see them, you know, with how fast they actually skate. It's always cool for me because I skate on the literal exact same ice as them, and then they somehow make the rink that looks so big to me while I'm standing there so incredibly small when they're on the ice. It's a lot of fun, so come out if you have the availability.
There you go, guys. That's going to do it for us in this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Don't forget to follow us on social media at RBLR Sports or at RBLR Lightning so you know when we go live and you don't miss out. Don't forget to ring the bell right here on YouTube so you also get the alerts there. If you guys are coming back, we really appreciate it. Hit that share button. It really does help us out. And to all of our new viewers, hope you guys enjoyed the show, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Go Bolts!
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.